In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, August the 13th. Glad as always to have you along, everybody. For as complicated as the foreign exchange markets can be, and they can, what's going on with the Turkish lira, of which you have heard so much lately, is really pretty straight ahead. Domestic economic mismanagement in Turkey, new American sanctions, and debt. Lots and lots of foreign debt. With the lira having lost almost half of its value against the dollar so far this year, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with why, for countries like Turkey, foreign debt is a gift that just keeps on taking.
For a while, a lot of money, dollars, euros, was flowing into Turkey. It was a big old international investment party.
There has been a fair amount of hot money foreign investment coming in on the construction sector in Turkey and the building boom.
Harry Broadman is at Johns Hopkins. The Turkish government has encouraged businesses to expand, which required borrowing from abroad.
About 90% of public and private sector debt in Turkey is denominated in foreign currencies.
Here's the problem. Because of the country's falling currency, that debt just got a lot more expensive. A Turkish business now effectively owes twice as much as it did at the beginning of the year. Lale Akiner is with Bank of New York Mellon's asset management business.
You are indebted in the U.S. dollar or euro, but obviously your revenue is in your local currency.
A Turkish cell phone company might now owe twice as much to a Spanish bank, but it can't double what it charges cell phone customers. This has some lenders worried about whether they will get paid back on time or at all.
If they can't get their money back, they will cut back on lending to other people.
Fariborz Gadar teaches at Penn State. Specifically, lenders may worry about loans to other countries that have kind of iffy economies.
So Argentina, Brazil, Portugal, Mexico, that are kind of, okay, we'll lend you money, but we're a little nervous about it, and you become very nervous about it.
Lending to these countries may suffer, but most are unlikely to experience full-blown currency crises like Turkey, in part because most economies aren't as mismanaged and fragile. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.